KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeat. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KK8YDF for Saginaw County Skywarn. Spotters stand by for weather information. National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 657 in effect until 9 p.m. this evening for the following areas. These include Bay, Genesee, Huron, Lapeer, Livingston, Macomb, Midland, Oakland, Saginaw, Sanilac, Shiawassee, Clare, Tuscola, Washtenaw, and Wayne counties. Including, this will be in the Saginaw, Bay City, Midland cities as well. Repeating, National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch effective until 9 p.m. this evening for Saginaw, Midland, and pretty much all of South Michigan area. This is KC8YBF Saginaw County Skywarn. WADW is not in the area, so If the activation is required, we'll cover the best we can. This is KC8YVF. This is KC8YVF for another update. Spotter, standby. Severe thunderstorm warning is now in effect for Saginaw County until 5:30 p.m. At 3:53 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located over Merrill, or 11 miles southeast of Freeland, moving east at 30 miles an hour. Hazard 60 mile an hour wind gusts with penny sized hail, sources radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will be near Saginaw at 420, Bridgeport 430, Frankenmuth and Birch Run 445. Other locations impacted by the severe thunderstorm include Brant, Nelson, Carlton, Garfield, Arthur, Fenmore, Birch, Buena Vista Township, Gera, and Layton Corners. This includes the following highways: I-75 between mile markers 134 and 156, I-675 between markers 1 and 7. Repeating, Saginaw County is under a severe thunderstorm warning until 5:30 p.m. Spotters, please stay active at this time. We do not have an active net, as we don't have a net control for this afternoon until I'm out of work at 5. This is KC8YVF. KC8YVF, KD8MCI Mobile. Mobile, go ahead.
Yeah, we're sitting out here at MBS. I got a good eye on the sky from here, so if you need anything, we're here.
Okay, fine business. Yeah, I'm out here on the west side, I-75 and M-81 area. Not a real good, clear view of the sky here. Too many trees to the west of us. So if anything comes up, anything visual, you can give me a call. I will be monitoring the radio from inside work. Just I have to step outside to use it. Metal building doesn't transfer very well for the RF signal. So thank you very much, KC8YVF. Keep me apprised if anything comes up.
Yeah, we're just starting to get rain out here.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is K8YVF for Saginaw County Skywarn. Repeating, Saginaw County is under severe thunderstorm warning until 5:30 p.m. Today at 3:53. Severe thunderstorm was located over Merrill for 11 miles southeast of Freeland, moving east at 30 miles an hour. Hazard at 60 mile an hour gust with penny-sized hail, which was radar indicated. Impact to damaged roof, sidings, and trees could be possible. Severe thunderstorm will be near Saginaw at 420, Bridgeport 430, Frankenmuth, and Birch Run 445. Other locations included in the severe thunderstorm include Brant, Nelson, Carlton, Garfield, Arthur, Fenmore, Birch, Buena Vista Township, Gera, and Layton Corners. Also, I-75 between mile markers 134 and 156, and I-675 between mile markers 1 and 7. Take precautions to move to an interior room or the lowest floor of a building. This is Saginaw County Skywarn KC8YVF. Any spotters, we do not have an active net at the time, as we do not have a net control, but I will be monitoring. If there are any severe weather issues, please contact me. I will take the information. This is KC8YVF, Saginaw County Skywarn.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF for Saginaw County Skywarn. The severe thunderstorms remain in effect for Saginaw County until 5:30. 429 severe thunderstorms are located in a line near Munger to near Henderson, moving east at 40 miles an hour. Hazard is still 60 mile an hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail. Severe thunderstorms will be near Frankenmuth, Chesney, Oakley, and Bridgeport around 435, Birch Run around 440. Other locations include Brant, Nelson, Carlton, Garfield, Arthur, Fenmore, Burt, Buena Vista Township, Guerra, and Layton Quarters. It also includes I-75 between 134 and 156, and I-675 between 1 and 7. Heating Saginaw County is still under a severe thunderstorm warning until 5:30 p.m. Saginaw County Skywarn. This is KC8YVF standing by.
This is Satan 8MYJ checking in. I just heard your forecast. I'll be monitoring.
Station, try again. You're very light into the system. I think that was you, Renee.
That's affirmative. This is KE8MYJ checking in. I'll be monitoring.
Okay, we don't have an active net going just because our net control station is up north camping someplace, and I'm still at work till 5. So anything comes up with weather-wise, give me a holler. I will be monitoring from work here, KC8YVF.
Yeah, about 10 minutes ago, I had the worst wind ever since I've been here for 45 years, and it blew my trash cans all over the place. I haven't been out to see what's happened in the front yard yet, but it was the worst wind I've ever seen since I've been here. This is KC8MYJ.
Yeah, we'll see what the official word was for that. I estimate probably a good 60 miles an hour. It was blowing everything around here from work, too. The trees were laid over pretty good, and some poor birds were trying to fly and were going backwards. So, I haven't seen winds that strong for a number of years, so be interested to see what the official report was out at MBS. We'll probably hear that on the news at 5. KC8YVF.
K8DAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile.
KC8YVF, KC8WZM. Good evening.
Good evening, John. Good to hear you on the radio. How'd you like our storms that blew through there?
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
I thought the storms this morning were more impressive.
Yeah, there were two good lines. Yeah, the ones this morning were quite strong. We got stronger winds, at least out work. I'm not sure how they were here, but I'm interested to see what the Channel 5 says the wind gusts were out at the airport. I say they were a good 60 miles an hour because they were bending the trees. I haven't seen winds like that. It was rattling the building and bending the trees out the back part of our property at work. And there's a few birds out there, and they were flying backwards. It was the strangest thing to see.
In the past, I've seen seagulls try to fly in the wind, and it's just like they're moving, but they're not.
Yep, that's what these were. There was a couple of small birds, probably like sparrows or something, and then a couple of bigger ones. And literally, they were getting blown backwards. You could see them flapping their wings, and they were either standing still or actually going backwards. But rained pretty good, although the roads have cleared off. There was a few spots that were flooded at the curves, but usually I just pulled into my subdivision, and this first corner here is whatever reason these drains back up, and this morning when I went to work from the first rainstorm, they were flooded across the road. They weren't going down the drains, and they're clear here, so we didn't get quite the rain that we did this morning. Got a lot more rain, but I think we got a little stronger winds this afternoon. Energy should be gone now. We should be good. I imagine that severe thunderstorm warning is expired then. It's supposed to expire at 5:30. So I don't see anything, not enough heat and humidity to do anything for tonight.
Yeah, I haven't noticed anything major in the complex, although they've got something going on with the drain over at the Walmart Bay Road parking lot, because that area was like a swimming pool over there this morning.
Yeah, it's the same thing at the Wendy's up on State Street. That they came out and cleaned that once, and that's the same thing. It's like a pool. You can't even hardly get in the building.
Yeah, I can imagine a few areas are still going to have some standing water. And, of course, right now in our complex, we've got a pipe that's sprang a leak and is bubbling up from the ground. So not sure when they're going to start taking care of that. Thankfully, it's on the other side of the property from where my place is at. But and this rain is just going to add to that mess.
Yeah, if that's the case, then, yeah, they might have a water main break or something underneath there if it's coming up like that. That's strange. So, all right, John, good to hear from you. I heard Renee. I haven't heard from her in a while. She checked in on her HT, I guess, during the rainstorm there or in between. So it was good to hear her in there. I haven't heard her in a while. So take care, my friend. We'll talk to you later, KCYBF.
Catch you in a bit, my friend. Take care. This is KCHWZM.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KF8BLX monitoring. Last broadcast, you're not holding the repeater. KF8BLX.
This is Brian.
Well, we got some audio that time. I didn't quite catch the call sign there. You're a bit noisy on your end.
Yes, this is KF8AIW. Brian, I'm in Bay City.
All right, KF8AIW. Brian, this is KF8BLX. Rick from New Lothrop.
Hi, Rick from New Lothrop. I guess we're making a pretty good distance here. Of course, we got a repeater.
Which repeater are you coming in on? I am on the 2-4, I believe. Yep, 14724.
Yep, that's the same one I am. I'm just trying out this radio. I picked up this little tender mobile off of Marketplace, and I'm trying it out to see if I'd be able to get out with it. It seems like it's doing all right.
Well, yeah, definitely. If you're hitting that one from Bay City, you're definitely making a trip there, because that's got to be a good, probably 30, 35 miles, I would guess.
Yeah, this radio is something else. I've got to figure out how to program it. It's a little different than all the other ones I'm used to. It don't have all the features. It's got different features, I guess. I'm not familiar with them yet, so I'm just trying things out.
Well, it sounds good. The audio is good. Like I said, it's just a bit noisy, but I'm guessing that's just distance. Yeah, each radio kind of has their own language when it comes to programming them. What I like to do is, if it's possible to program it using Chirp, Chirp kind of breaks down the language barrier. So I know every radio that I've got, I've made sure when I got it that it was programmable through Chirp, and that made it a lot simpler.
This one I picked up, I guess I didn't do enough research on it, but you got to have the Kenwood program for it, and I bought the program, but you got to get the programming cable and everything else that goes with it. It's not that easy. I've used Chirp, and I love Chirp. Chirp is awesome, but this one here, I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. I have not had the pleasure of programming at Kenwood yet, so I couldn't help me in that department, unfortunately. But I know the difference between using the programming software with my Yaesu and using Chirp. It's like two different universes. I mean, it's just entirely different. Just the language and the difficulty with the actual Yaesu software compared to how easy it is to do in Chirp is just, it's ridiculous. But I'm glad it does program with Chirp, because I'd probably be lost trying to get everything in there with the Yaesu software. I mean, it's there. I could figure it out, but it's just so much easier the other way.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Ah, this radio is a 2900R, just straight 2 meter.
Sounds like a nice radio. You're hitting me hard. It sounds great. I picked up the bloody FP991A. I love the radio, I just got my technician price, March, I'm kind of new to this right here, I'm kind of experimenting with different radios, I go camp a lot, I'm looking for a good radio, so I'm all with me, I'm in my camper.
Roger that. Yeah, I have not ventured into the HF realm myself yet either. I'm just kind of sticking with the 2 meter, 7 centimeter, a little bit of 6 meter here and there, and a little bit of 10 meter. But of course, the 10 meter came with the previous experience before the ham license came with CB and everything. But it's a little different now. Now you can do a little bit more with the 10-meter than you could before. But, I have not ventured into the HF area. I've listened to it using an SDR. I do have an SDR machine or dongle, whatever you want to call it. That works pretty good. So I do enjoy listening to it. Just don't have the... the drive, or the, actually more of the funds to get into the higher-end big-buck radios to be able to start the HF. I'm sure I could probably find one used at a decent price, but just not a priority right now. I enjoy the 2-meter, joining the nets, and just talking about...
I just mostly talk 2 meter with my 991. I haven't really ventured out too far with it yet. I've got a nice antenna, or at least I'm told it's a nice antenna. It's a Hustler. You're supposed to get a lot of the different frequencies. It's supposed to be good for different frequencies and stuff. But then I start reading that you gotta run like ground plane, and they said it's best to have it down close to the ground where you can run the ground, the radios out and have it in the ground. And I don't know how I'm doing that kind of.
What kind of antenna is that? I know I've heard of some of the wire antennas that you could run radials on the ground. Is it a vertical antenna?
Yeah, that's correct. It's, I think it's upper 5cc, I believe it is. And it's got the different sections for the different the higher frequencies and stuff. And it's kind of a neat thing. I paid a lot of money for it. And my intentions were I was going to put it on my tower. And I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. So I was actually thinking about maybe mounting it on my, I've got an unattached garage. It's like a 32 by 40. And it's got a metal roof, and I was going to use that for my ground plane.
Yep. That's basically what I'm doing now. I've just got a 5/8 wave on a magnet mount right in the middle of my garage roof, which is a metal roof, so it's just basically a giant ground plane, and it works fabulously. I mean, all of the repeaters, I'm kind of stuck right in between, right in the middle of all of them. I'm basically halfway between Saginaw and Flint, so all of the repeaters are at least 20 miles to 25 miles away from me, and I was having a heck of a time when I first started out trying to get to them. But somebody suggested using the mag mount on top of the metal roof garage, and bingo, I don't even have to really push too much power through this radio. I usually run it rated about 30 watts right now with another 50 on a switch if I need it. Just push the button and you get another bit of oomph there if conditions are bad or anything else is going on with the repeaters or anything. But so far so good. I have not had to use it at all. So it keeps me from running the radio too hot, and everybody says that I'm pretty much full quieting on all the repeaters, so I'm happy with it. But yeah, the metal roof idea works. It's a really good idea.
I'm not sure if you copied my last transmission. I switched radio, so maybe I might not have the tones or something programmed in right on that AQ.
No, nothing came through. You didn't hit the repeater, so I'm guessing something's not right there. I thought I lost you. Thought I lost you there. But, yeah, nothing came through on the repeater itself. So you must have something off. Well, I can't remember what this one is programmed at, to tell you the truth. It's been so long since I programmed it.
I've got all that stuff written down somewhere, so I'll have to dig into it, see if I can't figure out what's going on with it.
I'm trying to pull it up on my computer, and my computer's being slow, of course, but I'll pull it up here, and you can check and see what the... got her programmed right there.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it myself. I got something in my head, but I just can't believe it.
Yeah, this one is using a 103.5 tone, and of course a positive 6 offset. 6 offset.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Well, if it's a Yaesu, the offset, I believe, is under RF. I want to say RF SIG. It'll say RF SIG. If it's a Yaesu. It's RF something. I know that much for sure. It's RPT is what it is for a repeater. It's just RPT is the menu setting. Just that's what mine is anyways, and that gives you your plus and negative offset.
I found shift, but it's not high energy. I don't know what's going on there unless I got some other setting that's shutting off the that setting.
I know sometimes on these Yaesus, depending on what model it is, you have to be in VFO mode to set it, and then you save it into your memory. Sometimes they're just picky like that. They won't actually let you set the offsets or the shifts or any of that unless you're actually in VFO mode. So that could be it too. All right there, Brian. Well, I'm going to say good luck to you, and it's good hearing you. Like you said, you're making a good trip out to this repeater, all the way from Bay City there. I think I'm going to call it a night here and go relax for a little while, but it was good talking to you, and hopefully we'll hear from you again soon. KF8BLX, and I'll be clear on your final.
What was your first name again?
It's Rick. R-I-C.
Alright. Well, thank you, Rick. This is KF8AIW. And this is 73. And have a good evening.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.